One of the most remarkable feats in Chinese art is the creation of over 7,000 life-size figures for the first emperor of the Qin Dynasty.
Hidden underground, they guarded the emperor's tomb for thousands of years until they were discovered by accident in 1974, bringing us face to face with an ancient empire. In life, the emperor's army had won him the throne. In death, this imperial bodyguard kept a vigilant watch. They were found facing the east, the direction of the emperor's traditional enemies. Mike Hearn, chairman of the Department of Asian Art.
This idea that one could bring this world into the afterlife was something that was clearly of great importance and fascination for the people of that period. The terracotta army continues to astound us in the level of detail with which each of these 7,000 figures was observed. Their facial features, the details of their hairdos, and the costumes are so lovingly portrayed that they convey a great sense of reality, so that we're really transported back to that moment in time.
The artisans who made them included the individual studs of their armor, the treads on the bottom of their shoes, even the ribbons attaching their hats. Look closely at the only figure who stands with his hands hidden in his sleeves. He wears different headgear and holds no weapons, which indicate that he is a clerk, not a warrior. How could artisans create so many figures, each of them with such a high level of detail?
We now believe that the individual figures in this vast army were mass-produced.
Artisans created the basic body forms. Legs, arms, feet, hands, heads, and torsos, using standardized molds. But while the clay figures were still wet, they made slight adjustments, adding folds of fabric, whiskers for a beard, differently shaped eyebrows. When they are assembled as a group, this attention to the detail in individual figures creates the illusion of diverse personalities.